We've had examples in my constituency and in other places where charges are being levied on homeowners, and the homeowners are unable to get the full detail from the companies of what they're actually paying for. And my concern is that with the large-scale development that is being proposed, and not just in Kent and Medway, but across the country, is that this is something that will become more of an issue, and I believe it's something that government needs to address. On these large-scale new developments, where properties are being sold freehold, there is not the expectation from homeowners that they will be buying a freehold property and then forever and a day will be having to pay charges to an organisation, sometimes which is faceless and they see no one from or have very little contact with, who are levying charges for the upkeep of communal verges or pockets of land that need planting. And again, these charges really can be levied on these freeholders without a lot of explanation as to why that's happening. And one of the most frustrating things for residents is people are more happy to pay things when they can actually see work being undertaken. But I've had examples where people have been levied charges where there is a big question mark as to the quality, the type of work, and if the actual work has been carried out. And it's really an unsatisfactory situation where we are, again, building large-scale developments, developments with 500, 600 homes. People are working really hard and busting a gut to save money to be able to buy new homes, and not really expecting to be held to ransom by sort of companies that appear to them to be faceless.